the peace of Almighty Yahweh rest upon you. This is the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We do pray and hope that His anointing rests upon you and that your desire is to please Him above all things. As we see the powers of darkness warring against the integrity of the truth of Almighty Yahweh, yet we are assured by faith that everything shall be well. Sin is rapidly today the mind of man. It is moved away from the power and the strength of Yahweh's truth. There is no integrity, very little today, because men have perceived in their own intellect they have the power of Almighty Yahweh, and yet they are not free from their sins. They are bound to the bondage of sin. They continue in their pernicious ways, vile ways, very unclean. Their minds are corrupt. There is no integrity at all in what they do. We do need the mind of Yahshua, the Mighty One. We can withstand the powers of darkness, the forces of hell, when they war against this truth. I do want to inspire your hearts tonight with the word of faith that you may be strengthened in this hour that we are in. I believe that Yahshua is coming soon. Now I understand what the world is doing. It is a perverted religious world. There's no sanctity of anything. There's no holiness, very little. Those that desire the pure truth of Yahweh, they denounce themselves. They will not follow after this earthly or this sensual manner that promotes itself in everything today. Flesh is being promoted in every activity. Even in their religious aura, flesh is being promoted. It is not the power of Yahweh's truth that is being promoted. It is simply flesh. Everywhere you look, this carnality. And carnality is that power or that spirit that opposes everything that Yahweh says. Is against it? It does not speak favorably for Him. It is always against Him. We are in the hour whereby His anger is going to be poured out upon this vile, wicked earth. The heart of man is deceitful. Above all things there is to be deceitful, it is the heart of man. How they deceive themselves to think actually that they possess the very power and the anointing of Yahweh. Yet they continue in their sins. That is the litmus test whereby man is walking in the power, strength, the virtue, the authority of that mind of Yahshua, whereby he is able to cease from sin. There is not a willingness and a desire to sin against Almighty Yahweh. For his heart is pure, his mind is pure, and his desire is to please the Father. David profoundly extolled unto Almighty Yahweh. He said, O Elohim, rebuke, that is the correction of Yahweh. Men today despise that. And because it is a foolish generation, it's a corrupt generation, their minds are degenerate. Nothing pure about it. Nothing sincere in their hearts. You know, the Bible talks about the betraying of men today. They have no ability to stand in covenant at all. I watch this. As I watch men, as they are covenant breakers, they say things, and they vow vows, yet they are corrupt because their desire is polluted. And they will go to the way of the world and seek after the dainties of this world. David understood the correction of Almighty Yahweh. And he profoundly declared unto him, O Elohim. He said, rebuke me not in thine anger. You tell me that Yahweh has an anger. We must understand the power of the anger of Yahweh. It is one that is in this heated vexation. And the sin of man has caused this anger to rise to the pinnacle in this great Elohim that we say we serve. Men, their old devices are going to destroy them. The way you allow your mind to think and to process things, not by the inward workings of the Holy Ghost, but by that deceitful spirit that operates in you today. He said, rebuke me not in thine anger, Yahweh, neither chasten me in thine hot displeasure. Please, Yahweh, do not correct me when your displeasure of me, it is one that is venomous. It is furious. It is hot. It has been kindled by my sins and the corrupt deeds and actions that I have performed. The heart of man today is turned away from Yahweh. We see this nation and the nations of the world. Their heart is not upon the things that are pure, the law of Yahweh. They have turned their hearts away from Elohim's righteous laws. They actually despise the laws of Yahweh. And then they become gods unto themselves. They make themselves gods. They do not worship the Elohim of heaven. And they become very displeased with him. David understanding the very anger of Yahweh. And he is angry. We do not want to believe that in this hour. It is one profound thing that Yahweh does. He judges the righteous. He judges them. He brings them before his throne. He brings the righteous before his throne for judgment. That they may walk in the correct manner, the manner that is righteous and holy before him. But yet Yahweh is angry with the wicked every single day. His heart, it is in a displeasure concerning the wicked. When a man performs things that he is not led by the Holy Ghost, that man is wicked. When he knows what is righteous to do, and that man confer with his flesh, that is an enemy against Yahweh. That is a very wicked man. We watch this today as men confer with their flesh. Well, how can you say that, Pastor Roberts? Because there is no fervent prayer in anything today. It is only this formality, this pseudo-type prayer. It is so false. It is so unreal. It doesn't produce the power to live right. As the old saints of old would say, it produced the power to live right, the power to talk right, the power to act right, and the power to go before him right. And their prayer, it is just simply this formality. It doesn't produce power and the strength to overcome the opposition of darkness. When the enemy come against that mind, that mind that is supposed to be walking in the divine nature of Yahweh, they give in to these things of this earth because they have made unto themselves their molten images, their gods, those things that they really worship and take delight in. There's no delight in the things of Yahweh today, very literal. People oppose what he says. They denounced the power of his law. He said that they will have a form of godliness, a form of righteousness. But they denied the power that is the power whereby no sin permeates, takes power in the earthen vessels. And yet you find men today, their hearts are so wicked, so vile, they cannot be trusted. Their words have no power at all. And the power of life and death is in the tongue. They eat their own poison from their venomous tongues because they have no power to bring that under subjection, under the law of Almighty Yahweh. And He has given us that power and the strength through the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You that desire His truth, you ought to thank Him constantly that He judged you as a righteous person. Because with the wicked He is angry. There's a hot displeasure in America. It's a very wicked nation. I can see that as I see things in this nation. It is not just something that you simply can associate with one nationality here, but the Caucasians are wicked. The African Americans are wicked. The Germans are wicked. The Jews are wicked. It is a nation that comprised of this ungodly nature because it is not the mind of Yahshua. They all have their forms of worship or their gods. The Caucasians worship in their pride and their solitudes, while the African Americans worship in their emotionalism and those things that draw them actually from the power of this anointing. The Mexicans have their way, and those that are of the Jewish persuasion, they have their way. And yet there is no agreement at all. None whatsoever. What are we? Are we Americans or are we saints of the Most High Elohim? We are supposed to be servants of Almighty Yahweh, walking in His divine power and His truth. He is literally every single day, He is angry with the wicked. And not only that, David said, even their prayers, He is angry with their prayers. He said, "Oh, Elohim, my great Yahweh of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people?" The prayers are filled with vanity, self-serving, has nothing to do with Yahweh, to serve the pleasures of their flesh, and the greediness of their own lustful, lascivious minds. The fear of concupiscence and every kind of vile, degenerate thing there is. These things must be brought to the light. You that are bound by those things, you must plead the power of the blood of Yahshua the Lamb, that you may be made free. Do not serve the pleasures of the nature of this carnal man, which is an enemy against Almighty Yahweh. We ought to be His friend, and not the enemy of this cross. There is a purpose that He has placed in the hearts of all those that are called to be righteous, and that is to walk in His righteous laws, His statutes, His judgments, and to adhere or to hear the counsel of Almighty Yahweh. And once a man hears that, then it gives him faith to stand in the power of that counsel, that he may produce those fruits that will prove that he is a son of the Most High Elohim. Yet today men are walking, trespassing in sin without any conscience of what things that they are doing. What a profound thing that Yahweh did for Solomon. He gave a man mighty power and great riches. He gave him the authority and the power to come in and go out before his people. And the things that he would speak that were very profound. They had the anointing of Almighty Yahweh. For he spoke as from the bosom of this heavenly Elohim. He possessed the anointing and the power to speak and to speak judgment, the power of Yahweh's correction upon his house. One of the first things he did, he showed a profound wisdom with the incident whereby one had killed one's child by lying on it, and Solomon profoundly spoke words whereby it will reveal from the heart that one whom the child belonged to, and what a righteous judgment that the man made. And through all that, the Bible says specifically that Yahweh, the Bible says this, 1 Kings chapter 11, and Yahweh was angry with Solomon. We don't think that he is angry with this wickedness today. We don't know the mind of Yahshua. We don't believe that he will get angry with us. Yahshua never did that. What a trick from hell. The Bible says that Yahshua healed on the Sabbath. And they began to murmur themselves and say he has done something that was wrong. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 3 there, and the Bible said, and when he looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he said unto the man, stretch forth thy hand. He stretched it out, and the man's hand was restored whole as the other. Now he was angry with them because Yahshua was, because of the hardness of their hearts. Men today, the hearts are so hardened. They will not receive the chastening of Almighty Yahweh. You cannot speak to a heretic. Paul said after the first and second admonition of a heretic, you understand that? It is simply a light correction. That's all an admonition is. It's a light warning. He did not say after a profound heart thumping rebuke. He simply said after the first and second admonition with a heretic, you simply reject that fool. Now what men have done today, they're trying to fill these whorehouses with every kind of prostitute there is. If a man wanted to exalt himself to some pinnacle of power, he would not deal with the sins of this corrupt, vile, wicked generation that supposes that it has the power of Yahweh, has no Holy Ghost anointing, has no authority to walk in the Spirit. Because when a man walks in the power of the Spirit, the truth of Yahweh, that man will delight in that. He does not reject that, but his heart is overwhelmed. He loves it, and he takes great pleasure in the power of Yahshua's truth. Yahweh was angry with Solomon. The Bible says the reason he was angry, as Yahshua said, the hardness of their hearts, he was angry with Solomon because his heart was turned from Yahweh of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice. Now you tell me, my friend, how many times has he appeared unto you? Yet what a profound thing he did. Because he knew this man, and he promised David that the power of this anointing of the kingdom would rest upon Solomon. Why? Because he would build this tabernacle for Almighty Yahweh. And yet the power and the anointing of that in this hour, that Yahshua shall build the tabernacle of Yahweh. He shall build the assembly. And hear this, my friends. No power of hell shall rise up against it. I watched Yahweh as he began to purge out the dross from the midst of his house. I watched men go back to their pernicious, vile, corrupt ways. No fear before Yahweh at all. And yet they have such deceived minds and a sense that they actually think that they're walking. The power of truth, the power of truth makes a man free. Yahweh said Solomon had turned from him, and his heart was given over unto those sensuous pleasures. Yahweh said, and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods. Listen to this, my friend. But he kept not thoughts. And he kept not thoughts which Yahweh had commanded unto this man. When you do not keep the commandments of Almighty Yahweh, when you allow your mind to be turned back against the pure righteousness of this great Elohim, the Bible says that his anger was kindled against Saul. What a fiery anger that he has against this wicked nation and those that promote themselves as some great orator or some man of faith, and yet there's no faith to cease from sin. And yet the world robbed you of this power of his truth. There's no witness in your life. There's no witness of light. Because if there's one thing about the witness of light, it brings forth this illumination of Yahshua. And men will know why. Because he is lifted up. And because he is lifted up, that he will draw even the hidden man of your hearts unto to him. Yahweh, angry with Solomon, as he is today with this Solomon. Because you've asked him, give me knowledge and understanding and wisdom, and you have corrupted it. Because you have allowed this subtlety of your flesh, as Satan did Eve. You've allowed this corrupt subtlety to enter in into your mind. You've actually deceived yourself, corrupted your own mind, and given your mind over unto the satanic seducing pleasures of this life. Let me say, my friends, he will offer you the same things in that kind of format as he offered Yahshua. He's not going to offer you the world. He's going to offer you trinkets because he knows that you are cheap. He knows that. Yahshua has paid a tremendous price to purchase us from the power of darkness. And you sell your soul for the drunkenness of your flesh. For the soothing of some natural thing, you are a wicked fool, my friend. You are deceived. You sell your soul just for some sensuality for a moment. That should not be. It ought not to be. And the minds of this nation, the minds now, because they all have their diverse opinions, there's not even one mind in this nation. Everybody is trying to supersede the wickedness of the person they know. Their jealousy, their selfishness, their unrighteous manners are much more pronounced than the person that they profess that they love. That they are their friends. What a corrupt mind. What a wickedness. They're doing the very same thing that Israel done. The house that Yahweh had called out. He said, I want to warn you. He said, you have caused your sons. And that's what this world is doing today. They give their sons and their daughters over unto these perverts. Men that are corrupt. Pedophiles. Rape their daughters and their sons. They rob them of any kind of integrity. He said, you have caused your sons and your daughters to pass through the fire. And that's what you parents are doing. What a fiery spirit in the children today. They burn in the midst of their anger. They burn in their rebelliousness. They burn in their dissatisfaction, their hatred toward their parents. He said, you're giving them over unto divination. And they conjure such demonic powers today. And let me tell you, friends, you better hear this. Well, I know your mind is corrupt. You're buying your children these corrupt video games, and they play that, and their minds are numb. That is the power of divination. It is a demonic power. It draws their minds into this captivation, whereby they're not captivated with the things that are pure. You're giving your children over unto that fire. They cannot even sleep because of the video games, the computers, the internet. And they toil on these things all the day long. Televisions, what wicked fires that burn, what divination that you've set before them. You've given them over to that. Don't tell me, parents, they're you that will sit your children down before that vile, wicked thing. David said, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. And you will set them down to the divination of that, and they become confused. Then their minds become enraptured. They become translated into the power of the darkness of that thing. You say you love Yahweh. You're full of sin, and you're full of wickedness. And you always say, I'm angry with you. You've given them over to that divination. And not only that, but you've given them over unto enchantment. Well, what is that, preacher? You watch these vile things that they set on your television. These video things, what about this lewd dances? These dances, they are so lewd. The women are naked, they dress like harlots. You set your sons and your daughters before this vile, wicked, corrupt stuff. And you say you love Yahweh, you are a child of darkness. There is no power of His truth in you. And you sit there, man, in the midst of your wicked lust, and you watch this. You watch them enchant, and you watch them move their bodies with such gyration, and making such movement with their bodies, and you watch that they are given over unto enchantment. It makes no difference who it is. You see the black boys, the Caucasian boys, the Mexican boys, they're all twisting their buttocks, and the young girls, they're wearing garments that are so tight that reveal even their parts of their bodies that are supposed to be sacred. You give them over unto that enchantment, and so they expose themselves and they enchant upon these wicked satanic powers, and they bring them down that they may reside in them. And you say you love Yahweh. Not so, my friend. Not so, my friend, at all. He said, you've given them over unto that. Unto divination, and also unto enchantments. The dances. I don't care whether it's country and western, classical, whatever you want to call it. It is a form of enchanting. You began to make these gyrations, these moves, and even these old wicked ones. They take them to their little shindings, and yet they think they are 19. What folly! What foolishness! What divination! What powers of hell has seduced your mind, O woman? You foolish, O man! You need to be before Yahweh crying out, what must I do to be saved? Yahweh said, and you sow and sow themselves. Father, help us. 2 Kings, chapter 17, verse 17. He said, and so, Father, I pray that this audience actually hear this. He said, and soul. You mean they have been purchased? When something is sold, it has been purchased. And they sold themselves to do evil in the sight of Yahweh. To provoke Him to anger. They are sold under sin. They are sold under the power of this satanic force. Because they have denied the Holy One of Israel. So they sold themselves unto sin by the power of the divination and their enchantment. The mind, divination is with the mind. I'm telling you, a form of that, where the mind is so seduced, it doesn't even recognize the true Elohim of heaven. It is one thing that this perverted nation has always done. Saturday morning, the Shabbat morning, you will find the children. I don't know what the cartoons are like today, because it's been so many years since I ever even placed my eyes upon any of them. But I know that they're satanic, because I see the forms of the toys and things that they use. It is a divination power.
that conjure up strange things, and that's why your sons and your daughters are given over to every kind of foul, lustful thing there is. Children of 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, their minds are so perverted, sexually oriented. They're driven by the powers of hell. It's not by the law of Yahweh, because the parents are foolish and sinful, and they're wicked. So they sell their sons and daughters to the fire of Molech and Molcham. They give them this fire, and it burns in their minds and in their thoughts. They set before televisions, and the images burn in their minds. And they set these perverted little vile harlots before them. And your daughter's aspiration is to be like some Jezebel that has had 5 or 6 husbands, slept with every man. Wives supposed to be married, and they call them stars, and they can lay in bed with another man, or kiss and perform these lewd activities. That man is a pervert. They don't know the power of Yahweh. And he's angry with us, saints. I'm speaking to the house of Elohim. The fools, let them go. Because the fool says there is no Elohim. I'm speaking to you whereby your hearts sit. There must be a deep crying and sighing against the wickedness that is perpetrated in the name of Yahshua. Men are saying that they love him, yet their hearts are hardened against his laws and his commandments. They will not keep what he says. They will not keep the Sabbath. Keep it holy. They're perverted in their minds. They give it over. What a profound thing. In this hour, they're given over unto the satanic powers. I watched here some weeks ago. I'm quite sure you heard about it. You read that the 3 states in this lottery. What foolishness of man. They're so greedy. So lustful, and they all are, regardless of the ethnicity, the powers of Satan, they're real. I said to a brother here that was with us on last week and preached here on last Sabbath, I said, there's one thing that I know about blacks, Caucasians, or this Jew, or Mexican, that they are inherently wicked. They're wicked. They hear the truth, and they denounce it. They say, that's not so for me. Well, my friend, that's the power of Yahweh. The delivering him out. You know the truth, and his truth makes a man free. You see, you've sold yourself unto this corrupt thing, and America has sold herself unto a corrupt, devious spirit. And that's why these charlatan preachers, a man of Yahweh like me, he goes through much opposition because he will not condescend. He will not denounce the power of Yahweh. What a wickedness today. Men say today, we need no leaders, and what a stupidity. And yet they're leading their own foolish, wicked hearts. Lead them into destruction, to hell. And yet what a profound thing that Almighty Yahweh, as one time all the saints were being led by one man. And his name was Moses. And the power of Yahweh, and he had delivered them by the commands of Yahweh out of the wickedness of the hand of Pharaoh. And he is going to do that again. And that man is Yahshua. And when a man speaks with that power and that anointing, it will cut the heart of the wicked. And the wicked cannot stand in the congregation of the righteous, as a brother quoted that scripture to me today. She said, Pastor Roberts, the wicked cannot stand in the congregation of the righteous. And that is so. The man is righteous. There's a law that illuminates from him. And he will stand for the power of the truth, irregardless. And those men reject that. He always said, I want to tell you something. 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 18. Therefore, Yahweh was very angry, not just angry, but he was very angry with Israel. What a profound statement. And the Bible said, and he removed them out of his sight. He devastated them. that there was not one left of the tribe of Judah only. We're coming to that. Whereby only those of the pure tribe, whereby their hearts are sincere with the birth of Yahshua. I know what the word is telling you. I know what he says. Why? Because there have been many false preachers. There have been many false brothers. Look how false you are. Are you sincere in your endeavor to please Almighty Yahweh? You're a false brother. Oh, I know you don't want to think of yourself like that because you resent judgment. You detest judgment. And you're not spiritual enough to judge. You have no anointing to judge. It's the power of Yahweh to correct this perverted nation and a people that profess that they are of Him. The Bible says, not only was He angry, but He was very angry with Israel. He removed them out of His sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah only. He is angry with your prayers, my friend. You get on your knees and you call yourself praying, and you rise up like Israel and you do wickedness. You sin. You make your molten images. You form them in your minds. You form them in your conscience. And you pursue those things that you have made in your mind. They have captivated you. They have brought you under that divination, that spell. You have no righteous power. Your parents, I would deliver my sons and my daughters the power of this dark age. We're heading into a very dark age. We're already in the dark age, but it's very dark. Darkness. Darkness has consumed the minds of the people today. Where are the righteous, Father? Where are those that truly cry and sigh against this wickedness that's been done in the name of Yahshua? Because there are no fruits at all. None whatsoever. The Bible tells us that for to love our neighbors, so fulfill ye the royal law. And yet it goes beyond a step beyond that. It says unto the saints, those that say that they are sons of Yahweh, it says this, that you are to bear the burdens one of another, so fulfill ye the law of Yahshua. When a man bears the burden of the brethren, the house of faith, not very many men today. Solomon said he looked for one of up to 1,000. And I believe that Yahshua was that man. He found a divine inspiration out of his soul. And there was a man that his visit was not like the other men that Saul, as he pandered the crowd to find that profound power of a man. What is the profoundness of that power? Well, it is the breath of Yahweh that dwells in a man. When that breath dwells in a man, there's a light that comes forth. And that light is the excellency of the knowledge of the power of Yahshua, because that man knows that he lives in his soul. Are you certain of that today, my friend? Whether he lives in your soul? He cast them down. He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger. He did it to Israel. He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath, and indignation. And the Bible said, and he troubled them. David profoundly speaks that. Psalms 78, verse 49. That Yahweh cast them down in the fierceness, uncontrollable anger. Did not regard one of them. Without any kind of regard, the Bible said he cast upon them the fierceness of his anger. Without any regard to their homes, to the sons and their daughters, he said with wrath and indignation and trouble. Well, how did he trouble them? By sending evil angels amongst them. And men today, they're so troubled. They're troubled in their minds. They're troubled as to what to do, how to do it. They're troubled as to what perspective to walk in, how to walk. And Yahweh has sent evil angels amongst them. And you find a troubled nation today. You find what we call the assembly. It's not the assembly. It's simply the whorehouse. She's come out from under this religious theology. And most men today, they are so consumed with their religious theology. The worship of the form of some God that they're formed in their natural minds. So think about the power of this Elohim. He makes a man free. He's not bound to his flesh. He knows the things that are ordained of Yahweh. He has the power to discern a true man of faith. Yet men say that this man is not a man of faith. And yet they say they are. And their lives are not circumspectly. They walk in wickedness. They walk in sin and drunkenness of the flesh. They are fools. They do not know Yahweh. They are fools. Men, minds that are blinded, have no conscience of the power of this great Elohim. That is my prayer. I pray this prayer. Father, send the holy men. Send the righteous men of faith. I delight in that. I love the brethren of faith. Well, you are supposed to love all. I do. Those that Yahweh instruct and sends me, where He sends me, I do that. I believe that. The Bible says we have opportunity, as much as we do good unto all men. But He says He makes a special preference there. He says especially there, the house of faith, for their brethren and sisters. You do especially good unto them. You do good unto them. You speak the truth. You warn them against the impending destruction that is coming. I know we don't believe that because the divination and your own enchantment and the drawing on your strange powers of darkness. So you don't believe Elohim. You don't believe Him at all. Oh, I know He is merciful and grace and slow to anger and plentiful in mercy. I know He's slow to anger. But once He is angered, what a profound thing. Why do you want to provoke Him to that anger like Israel? Why are you selling your sons and daughters, mother? Why don't you be a mother? Why can't you be a mother instead of a Jezebel or harlot? You have no time for them. You have no love. You send them out to some pervert to raise them. What are you, father? You say you're father. And you allow some corrupt thing to interject things into your sons' minds that they become so corrupt, they enchant, they don't even know how to dress today. They're naked. The daughters dress like whores. I don't even see how you fathers allow your daughters to dress in such skimpy things. Perverts. You're lustful. Sinful. You allow them to dress in a way that is so unrighteous. So ungodly, if I must use that expression. So unclean. And your sons, they're like falling off their buttocks. Earrings like heathens. Tattoos all over their bodies. And yet you preachers, you allow that trash. Because you are charlatan, the only thing you want is some money. Now, if I was that kind of a man, believe me, I would be a man of possession. The only thing I possess is my soul. And I will make sure that it is governed by the law of Yahweh. I will do that. And when I hear the words of faith, I do not care whose mouth it comes out of. It is judgment. I said to the saints this morning, no, I am the head of my wife. And yet she speaks words to me that bring a divine judgment to my heart. I know this foolish, ignorant generation. Men, my wife, she is a part of me. We are one. And so when I speak to me, it is for my strength. And when she speaks to me, it is for my strength. These ignorant, rebellious, unrighteous men. Yet they treat their wives like putrefied filth. Yet, she's supposed to be a part of Him and one. Now that is another dynamic teaching. One day, Yahweh's will, I will speak concerning those things. He is very merciful. And He is very gracious. And He is slow to anger and plentiful in mercy. And yet he said, I'm going to cast upon them the fierceness of my anger with wrath and indignation. Why? Because they have turned their hearts away from me. They have gone after strange gods. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 24, the words of Yahweh. He said, therefore, as the fire devour the stubble, and the flame consuming the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust. Why? Because they have cast away the law of Yahweh, this Elohim of hosts. And that's what man has done today. They've cast out every righteous law there is. Every righteous law there is. They speak evil. There's no honor where honor is due. No fear. It is a corrupt generation. And the Bible said they've cast away his law. They will not keep the Sabbath. They walk in their foolishness. And now we have this group out here that are speaking about the Sabbath is done by a certain time, by the new moon and all these things. Yet the Bible says 6 days he did all the work, and the seventh day he simply rests. He has given us knowledge to know the power of the seventh day, and yet they will disturb the minds of those that are actually weak. And no man will actually challenge them of even their corruption and their sins. Because they do it to proselyte. Well, what are you on the air for, preacher? To make sure you can hear the truth, to make your soul free from the power of sin. And if there be precious brothers and sisters there, that there may be a unity of fellowship, that we may find them. That is the purpose, my friend, for that purpose. Because I know that there are very dynamic young men out there. They have the power of the truth in their mouths. I know there are precious elderly brothers out there that are sincere with Yahweh and not some pervert to rape the daughters of Zion and to abuse the house of Yahweh. I know there are saintly men and precious daughters of Zion that adore themselves and the holiness of Yahweh. And there are mothers out there that teach young daughters how to walk circumspectly for Yahweh. Being a wife to their husbands. I know that. And I cry for that oneness of fellowship. That's my desire for the brethren of faith. I had a precious brother here past weekend that preached unto us a very good message as well. Caused the souls of the saints to delight, and they rejoice in the power of that truth. It is the power of truth that is our strength. And this is a nation that is under a false illusion. Even your sins have deceived your heart. The Bible said, exalt one another today. Yesterday, my friend, happily, leash the hardness of your corrupt heart through the deceitfulness of sin. It's your own sin that hardens you and deceives you. And we want to accuse a brethren for deceiving you. You have deceived your own wicked self. You have hardened your heart against the truth. You rebel against it. And your wicked, corrupt heart has deceived you, whereby there's no power to receive the truth of your way and to walk in that anointing. Until you will not hear what Yahweh speaks. As he has said, the fire shall devour them. They're going to be like stubble. And the flame consumeth them as the chaff. So their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust. And the reason why? Because they have cast away the law of Yahweh, our host, and they have done this and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. I've watched men and women despise his truth. They say it's not relevant. And yet the first thing they will do will accuse a man of Yahweh. And yet I watch men in their folly, their foolishness. They can't even speak of any accusation. I watch them. I preached almost 25 years. And I watch men in those 25 years. Well, what do you do? Sleeping with their daughters? Don't need their daughters. Or you've taken their finance? Don't need their finance. He's more than able to supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory and Yahshua the Lamb. And what thing I need is the power of His anointing richly in my soul, that not one gate of hell is going to prevail against that law. And it is bound. Whatsoever thing I bind upon earth is bound in heaven. How do you bind it? Well, that's a law of righteousness. That's what a law does. It binds you, doesn't it? You go out on the highway and you see that highway patrolman. That law binds you because he has the authority to bind you. And you are bound by even the enforcement of that law from the state level to the city level. Sure you are. And Satan knows that. And so man has rejected the laws of Yahweh. They have cast them aside. And that's why they are under this devious power of hell. Only the pure in heart are going to see him. There are saints that are truly saved and are truly walking under the liberation of Almighty Yahweh. They're not bound unto the things of this earth. They're not bound by the powers of hell. But they're free. For he hath made them free. And they are free indeed. Yahweh said, therefore, Isaiah 5, chapter 5, verse 25. Therefore is the anger of Yahweh kindled against his people. We don't want to think that his anger is not kindled against us. And he hath stretched forth his hand against them. And the Bible says he hath smitten them. And the hills did tremble, and their carcasses were torn in the midst of the street. For all this, his anger is not turned away. His anger is not turned away. In the midst of all that, in the midst of death, in the midst of tumults, his anger is not turned away. But his hand is stretched out still. Oh, I believe there's a hand of mercy unto those that desire mercy. And yet his hand is still stretched out to smite them. It caused the anger of Yahweh to come up before him. And the fire burns in his nostrils. And he's going to pour out vengeance upon this wicked nature and this world. And America is going to fall under a heavy yoke. Oh, I know you're deceived. You don't believe that. Oh, they have preached that for a long time. I understand that. So they preach this prosperity. Get and gain. Do your own thing. Not so, my friend. That's what the house of Israel did. They did as he delivered them from the bondage of Egypt. And they went down and they built a molten image of a corrupt God. And the Bible says, because of Moses, he was afraid of his anger and Yahweh's hot displeasure. Because he knew Yahweh was wroth against Aaron, to destroy him. But Moses said, but Yahweh hearkened unto me at that time also. It was only because there was a righteous man in the camp, Moses, that Yahweh hearkened unto him. And he heard him. You're fools. They are men that are sincere with Yahweh. Their hearts do delight to please him. And Moses goes on to say that Yahweh was very angry with Aaron. He was so angry with Aaron that he was ready to destroy him. And Moses said, I pray for Aaron also at the same time. We better have some praying Moses, some men that can stand in the gap, can come against every satanic fear of hell. And because of the prayer of the righteous man, Moses, because he intervened for Aaron, Aaron being a part of this unrighteous deed, it's not hard to find men that will agree with you in your sins. That's not hard. But it's hard to find a man that will reprove you and tell you you're flat out wicked. There should be one desire for us, and that is to please him above all things. If you suffer with him for righteous sake, if you're doing righteously, then you are able to suffer. But this is a generation that is doing evil, and yet they profess they're doing righteously, and they're suffering because of their sins, their wickedness, their lewdness, their drunkenness, their corrupt manner, their rebelliousness. That's what they're suffering. They're not suffering because of Yahweh. They're not suffering because there's a righteous law that dwells in their souls. No, they're not suffering because of that. They have provoked him to anger with their invention. And the plague break in upon them. This nation has provoked Yahweh with their inventions. They invent all kinds of evils. The Harry Potters,
every kind of video there is to destroy your children and your daddies and mamas as well. All kind of inventions that draw their minds away from Yahweh. No love in their hearts for Him. No truth to satisfy Him. No pleasure in upholding the law. They walk unrighteously. And these charlatan, weak men, they call themselves preachers. They're not. Because there's one thing that a pastor will do. He will feed them with knowledge and understanding of their ways and their sins that shall destroy them into hell. Yahshua is coming, whether you believe that or not, and it is soon at hand. May Elohim's peace fill your heart tonight, rest upon you and comfort your soul. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. You can write me and correspond with me. You simply address the letter to me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718, USA. You can call Pastor Roberts. You desire a listing or a list of our tapes and messages that have been preached over the years, many years of preaching. You simply call me at area code 843-658-6222. Why don't someone call me tonight? Call me tonight. Let me know how the broadcast is coming into your area. Simply call me at area code 843-658-6222. Let Pastor Roberts hear from you. I know that there are many of you that are listening. Let me hear from you. Simply say, Pastor, I'm here in Oklahoma. I'm here in Arkansas. The broadcast is coming in well. I'm here in Canada. Wherever it is coming in, I would love to hear from you to know the reception of the broadcast, that we may reach the hearts of Yahweh's people. You call me at area code 843-658-6222. Call me, will you please? Let me know where the broadcast is coming in, and I will send you out a message on the bewitching of the minds of the people that we will not obey the truth. I want you to be persuaded. I want you to be convinced. As Paul said, this persuasion, what did hinder you? You did run well. This persuasion. He said it did not come from Yahweh, but it came from the powers of hell. We pray that this broadcast is an inspiration to your soul. We delight in doing the will of Yahweh. That's why we're here. If you would like to come and be with, in our service, you simply call Pastor Roberts at 843-658-6222. We meet every Sabbath here in Jefferson, South Carolina, 60 miles southeast of Charlotte, North Carolina, Highway 601, Sabbath morning, Saturday morning, at 11 a.m. You're welcome to come dress holy, you daughters of Zion, and men, dress appropriately when you come to the house of Yahweh. We do delight to hear from you. Until next week, may Yahshua's peace rest upon you, and may it fill your heart with delight. We love you in Yahshua's name. Shalom.